שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rabash.
מאמר, מהו הסיוע?
The article, what is the assistance that he who comes to purify receives in the work? The study material is on Sviva Tova and Yervut. You can ask questions through the site. Anyone asking a question in the study hall should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. What is the assistance that he who comes to purify receives in the work? The Zohar asks, why is it written, come unto Pharaoh? It should have said, go unto Pharaoh. What is come? Moses was afraid of him. When the Creator saw that Moses was afraid of him, the Creator said, behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The Creator and none other had to wage war against him. As you say, I, the Lord, which they explained, I and not another. This means that the answer to why it is written, come, is because Moses could not defeat Pharaoh, king of Egypt, by himself. But the Creator waged war against him. In that case, why did he say to Moses, come? If Moses could not defeat him, but only the Creator, how does Moses help in this? And why is it written, come unto Pharaoh? We should also understand the words, come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart, that I may set these signs of mine within him. All the interpreters ask, why, after the first five plagues, the Creator took from Pharaoh the choice? And if the Creator took from him the choice, why is it Pharaoh's fault that he did not obey the Creator? The answer to this, says the writing, is, for I have hardened his heart. And why did I harden his heart? It is not because he is at fault, but for another reason, as it is written, that I may set these signs of mine within him. Because the Creator wanted to set his signs, he took from him the choice. So he will suffer plagues. This is difficult to understand. Does the Creator, who created the world in order to do good to his creations, for the creatures to receive only good, can it be said that because he wants to show his signs, he hardened Pharaoh's heart, so he would have an excuse to give him the signs? It seems like one who benefits from his friend's downfall. It was said about the verse, and a new king arose who did not know Joseph. Rav and Shmuel, one said, truly a new one, and one said, whose decrees were renewed. We should understand how this is interpreted when interpreting in the work, that Pharaoh is the evil inclination that is within man's body. How can it be said that he is actually new if the evil inclination is called a foolish old king?
מלך זקן וכסיל. ואומר הזוהר הקדוש הטעם,
the Zohar said that the reason is that since the evil inclination comes to a person as soon as one is born, as it is written, sin crouches at the door, meaning that as soon as one is born, the evil inclination emerges along with him, whereas the good inclination comes to a person after 13 years. Therefore, why does it say, and a new king arose, truly new? Instead, we should say that the foolish old king, who is the evil inclination, is not something new in a person. Rather, as soon as one is born, it is present. As it is written, a wild ass is colt, a man is born. Thus, what does truly new mean? To understand the above, we should know what is the work that was given to us in Torah and mitzvot, commandments. That is, why do I need this work? We learned that the purpose of creation is because of his desire, to do good to his creations. Hence, why do we need to exert ourselves? Is receiving pleasure, this act of receiving pleasure called work? It turns out that as a result, we must work before we obtain the vessels of bestowal. For through the vessels of bestowal, we can receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wanted to give to the created beings. It follows that when we say that there is work in observing Torah and mitzvot, it does not mean that observing the Torah and mitzvot is work, but that the work is while observing Torah and mitzvot before we can direct them in order to bestow.
אז היא העבודה.
Then there is work. Since we are placed under the rule of the evil and the serpent, as was said, that the serpent cast filth and blemished. For this reason, we are under the rule of the will to receive for ourselves, at which time the delight and pleasure in Torah and mitzvot are not revealed. And this is all the work to obtain vessels of bestowal. For only through vessels of bestowal are the tzimtzum and concealment that were placed on Torah and mitzvot removed, for the delight and pleasure are not revealed in vessels of reception. Hence, at that time, we are given the Torah and mitzvot to observe as an advice and Sgula, remedy. That is, we must aim while observing Torah and Mitzvot, while we still cannot aim, that they will be in order to bestow, that these 613 Mitzvot that we observe will bring him the ability to achieve Lishma for our sake. In the words of our sages, this advice is called lo lishma, not for her sake. Meaning that by observing lo lishma, not for her sake, he will come to lishma, for her sake, because the light in it reforms him. It follows that when a person sees that he cannot do everything in order to bestow, what should he do so as to come to be a giver? Our sages advised us that he should learn lo lishma, meaning in order to receive. This is the only advice by which he will achieve Lishma. There is no other advice. In the words of the Zohar, this is called 613-18 counsels, meaning 600, which are called 613 Pkudin. By this we will understand what we asked. If the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations, from where does the work in Torah and Mitzvot come to us? The answer is that in order not to have shame, the concealment and tzimtzum were made. It follows that the delight and pleasure are not revealed in vessels of reception. Hence, there is work. One, because we must work against our nature, for we were born with a desire to receive for our own sake. Two, for by making the tzimtzum, we must work on what is important. Meaning, we must work on going above reason. And we must believe that there is a leader to the world who watches over the world as the good who does good. These two things cause man labor and work and require great overcoming in order for man not to escape the campaign in the middle of the work. This is so because when a person does something, he must see progress in the matter. If he sees no progress, he says that this is not for him, since he sees that he is not succeeding. This causes him to want to escape the campaign he is in. But the truth is that there are two kinds of assistance from above, meaning that without help from above, we cannot attain. Completely healed. It follows that first one must know what he is missing, so he can observe Torah and Mitzvot. A person might think many things, and for each thing he receives a medicine, but it does not help him. Because the reason why he cannot walk on the path of truth is not what a person thinks. It follows that he is praying to the Creator to help him, to give him filling what he thinks, but what he thinks is not the truth. Hence, a person is not healed from the control of the evil inclination. For this reason, first a person receives help from above to know the illness from which he is suffering. That is, he thinks he is deficient of something quantitative, meaning he needs more time to learn and more brains, talent, etc. And for this, he prays that he will help him. However, in truth, a person is deficient in quality to know that the main lack within him is that he has no importance to feel that there is the upper guidance. In other words, he is lacking faith that the Creator leads the world in a manner of the good who does good. If he could really feel this, he would rejoice that he is receiving from the Creator delight and pleasure. And he would not want to part from the Creator for one moment, for he would know what he loses by turning his thought to other things. So, if he does not think that this is what he is lacking, but that he is lacking other things which are not important in the work, then the first assistance that a person receives from above is to know his evil, his main obstructor, for which he cannot be a true servant of the Creator. This help must come first, and afterward it is possible to make corrections. That is, a person must come to a state where he knows that he needs only two things, which are mind and heart. That this is all he must strive to obtain. Hence, the first assistance that a person receives from above is this lack. However, this cannot be revealed in him at once, but gradually. According to his work, when he exerts in the work to achieve the truth, to that extent, he receives assistance from above. Once he has obtained the real kli, meaning the real lack that he needs, then is the time when he receives the real filling that is suitable for the kli. It therefore follows that a person receives from above both the light and the kli, meaning the need called lack. In other words, what he is lacking, hurts him. Yet not everything that one does not have, is considered a lack. For example, a person who has abundance and is enjoying life. When a person comes to him and asks him, why are you so happy? I see that my neighbor's son, whose parents are very, very wealthy and respected, and yet I saw him suffering. That is, I saw him walking with a tormented expression. I asked him, my friend, what is it you need? Your parents are very wealthy. So tell me, what is it you need? Are you unwell? So he replied, I was supposed to get my doctor's diploma, for which I labored many years, but I failed the tests. And I am sad that now I do not have a doctor's diploma. Can it be said that any person who does not have a doctor's diploma regrets it?
Ela kanal.
Rather, as said above, not everything that one does not have is considered a lack. A lack is something that a person wants but does not have. This is called a lack. For this reason, when we want to measure the intensity of the desire, we measure it according to the suffering one feels at not having what he yearns for. It means that a person must begin to walk on the path of the Creator and achieve the truth, meaning to be rewarded with dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator. Then, if he advances in the walk, the person receives the first assistance, the sensation of the lack, to know what he is lacking. Subsequently, he grasps that he is lacking only two main things, mind and heart. And along with it, he receives suffering at not having them. In other words, he feels the need for this. At that time, if the person does not work by himself, it cannot be said that he is suffering from not having it. Only the need for something, if one labored to obtain something, can it be said that he has a need for it, to the point that he is suffering from not having it. This is why it is written, come unto Pharaoh. It indicates two things. One, the person himself should exert, such as the allegory about the doctor, who labored many years to study medicine and finally failed and did not get the doctor's diploma. Then it can be said that he is suffering from not having what he wants. But if he did not exert, it cannot be said that he is suffering from not achieving what he wants. Since the labor one puts into something awakens the desire. So he will not escape the campaign because he is sorry about all the efforts he had put into the matter. And he always thinks, perhaps I will finally obtain what I want. It follows that by working, even though he cannot obtain it, the labor he exerts each time invokes the yearning for the matter. It follows that there are two forces here. One, man's power, who must toil not in order to obtain the matter, but in order to have a strong desire to obtain the matter. It follows that man's work is required in order to obtain the need for the Creator's help. This is called a complete desire. In other words, it is not that man's work causes the obtainment of the matter, but rather the obtainment of the lack and need for the matter, and in order to know what he is lacking. For this, he receives help from above by seeing each time that he is more deficient and cannot emerge from the governance of Pharaoh. The assistance is called, "For I have hardened his heart." It follows that the hardening of the heart is required in order to know, in order to have a real need for a real thing. Two, at the same time, we must have the Creator's help to give the light. As it is written, "I and not a messenger." This means that, since by nature the will to receive for oneself, called a foolish old king, controls a person, and man's ability to change nature is only in the hands of the Creator, meaning that he made nature and he can change it. And this is called the Exodus from Egypt, which was a miracle. This is why it is written, "Come," meaning both of them together. As we say, "Come together." Likewise, the Creator and Moses. Now we can understand what we asked. Why is it written, "For I have labored, for I have hardened his heart, that I may set these signs of mine within him"? We said that it seems as one who benefits from his friend's downfall. That is, the Creator made him wicked so he would show his signs. According to the above, the meaning of "set these signs of mine" refers to the light, for the light is called letters. It follows that he made him wicked, meaning deficient, so he would have a complete kli vessel to receive the light.
Nimtza, haotiyot einan letovat habore, chas v'shalom.
This means that the letters are not for the sake of the Creator, but for the sake of the created being. By this we will also understand what we asked. What is, and a new king arose, since he is an old and foolish king. The answer is that each time his decrees are renewed. That is, each time the evil inclination is made anew. Because I have hardened his heart. It follows that anyone whose desire is great, his inclination is greater than him.
This kind of article addresses everyone, and everyone must feel that this is the work that's before you. And there's nowhere to run, but only to fulfill what's written. So, how that works out in the 10, we have to see that to ourselves.
Shilot.
Concerning what you said, he writes in the article that you have to check the quality of the work. How does one check the quality of one's work?
There are no measurements here, clear measurements. However, the main thing that we examine is the quality of the work. Quantity in spirituality in general is not accounted for, but the quality is.
So what is the quality of our work?
It means, how much do I have a relation to the Creator? How much I belong to the work? And that is the only thing I'm looking for? How much I also demand from the Creator to have a more qualitative work? Because just plain work that can almost be in any person in the world, but the qualitative work, that's already very special.
Can we connect the quality of the work to a person's intention? It's a feeling of connection, of being with the Creator, and in the work in a more special way. Question? Can I ask something more? What? Question. He says a person has to overcome in his inclination in the work. This overcoming, does it come from the Creator or from the person, or is it both?
The overcoming is on behalf of man. That he'll see exactly what's in front of him that he should overcome now, that he himself essentially summons these difficulties.
He says here, well, first of all, he gives many examples, like the doctor and the example of the seer from Duvna, but he says he lacks only two main things, which are mind and heart.
It's
only this he needs to try to obtain. What is a deficiency, a lack of mind and heart?
The lack of the mind and the lack of the heart are two forms of contacting the Creator. It's that the Creator is good that does good, and he does everything only for the benefit of the created beings. And the fact that the Creator, how to put it,
Ze She Bore.
The fact that the Creator is he alone does everything and doesn't need any help that we have to.
Okay.
I wanted to ask in regard to this point that he keeps repeating, is that the labor should be not in order to obtain, but to develop a desire for something.
Yes.
What does it mean exactly to develop a desire? Because when you work in order to obtain it. So what does it mean to develop a desire specifically for him in order to attain?
When you have a desire that separates you from the Creator, you have to discover to what extent and in what manners, why, what's the reason, what's the background, that specifically this desire works on you negatively. Then you begin to see that recognizing the desire that you now attain, that itself heals it. When you begin to understand what is it, where from, why, and then it no longer distances you from the Creator. Rather, it
It helps you.
If you, for example, we say we have to connect. So you want to obtain connection, you want to be in the connection. But here, the conclusion from the article is to the contrary, that you have to work in order to develop a desire, not in order to obtain something.
That's the opposite, yeah.
So how do you work in order to obtain a desire? Because when you work in order to obtain something, you want to obtain it. You want to get a hold of it. But a desire is something else. It's what motivates you. It's what moves you.
Desire we achieve only by the light. As the light first develops the desire within man, and then he wants more in different manners and so forth, and then when a person sees that he becomes somewhat distant from the source, then he begins to ask to get closer. He's willing to diminish the desire as long as he can be closer to the Creator. But the Creator no longer does that. He doesn't take the desire down because that goes against the development of creation. And so what does follow is that he then brings the person closer, even though his desire becomes greater.
If the Creator is the one who gives a person the desire, how to make the Creator give you the right desire to format you with the precise desires for the goal?
It always happens this way. We don't need to ask for it. Even though it appears to us that we need other desires, but that's incorrect. Meaning we have to just ask for closeness. And by what desire will it come, and what order of desires will appear within us, that's not for us to determine.
So, closeness to what are we asking?
To the Creator.
We're asking for closeness to the Creator, and then He can organizes you?
Yes. Because asking for nearness to the Creator means that you have to sort out your desires in different forms, in different ways. Then you receive a series of lights that come to you, small ones. And these lights, they sort out for you, they organize your desires in both their order as well as their height or intensity, unless a person becomes more and more knowledgeable, he can distinguish and reveal his general state.
How
do I come to a state where all I need is faith that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good?
I have to think about it more until it becomes a greater lack within me.
That's
it. There's more, but it will appear on the way.
How to use the 10 to come to such a deficiency where besides faith in the Creator that He leads the world in good and doing good, we don't need anything.
What else could we lack?
Using the 10 to come to this deficiency.
That everyone will talk about it, even though they're not in it yet. But envy, lust, and honor, they do lift the person, and that will influence everyone.
God said to Moses, come to Pharaoh. Moses came, saw the evil, revealed it. All of a sudden, right deficiency is revealed. And with the deficiency come the suffering that I haven't achieved my goal. Now, I see in us, in the world clean, friends here, that there are friends who are really, like every moment, all the time they are with this intense deficiency, whereas I tend to kind of dismiss this deficiency in order not to suffer. So how do I not? How can I be happy with this deficiency? Because this is our real property, our real possessions to live in this deficiency. And perhaps even be happy about this suffering that we haven't reached it because this is our way to, our drive to connection to the work. How do I not dismiss it? If I agree, so it doesn't push me out of the way. I'm here for the friends and all that. But I can't magnify this deficiency.
You feel yourself very far from the friends?
No, close.
So how close if they think in an opposite direction to you?
I can see in them this intense deficiency, whereas in me it's small. And it's hard for me to maybe tolerate the suffering I haven't reached, but I'm here for them. I don't feel far from them.
The
problem is to be similar to the friends or to acquire the desire that exists in the friends.
To acquire the intensity, not fear the suffering that the right deficiency gives me.
No, you're not giving an answer. To be in the same deficiency there is in the friends, or to be close to them.
To be in the same deficiency as the friends.
So you have to be close to them. Do the same things without asking oneself, but to incorporate with them, starting from the smallest corporeal degree and then more and more and more. Yes, that's how it'll happen. All right.
Kiev 1.
Okay, what are we doing next? Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вы сейчас сказали о том, что мы
Rav, you said we check our desires, sort them, and as a result of the sorting, we get different lights as we correct them. How is the sorting done correctly?
I read in my heart to the extent that I'm in contact with this and that or the other friend, and I as if scan them to see who's closer, who's really clothing on my will to receive towards the same goal and so forth. That's what I'm trying to do. And that's it. That's how we advance.
And redemption.
Ma'amar ha-galut va-geula.
The article Exile and Redemption from Bar Sulam.
Bein hadat lechok
harmony. Between religion and the law of development or blind fate. And among those nations, you have no repose, and there will be no resting place for your feet. That which comes to your mind will not be at all, in that you say, we will be as the nations, as the families of the lands. The Creator will evidently show us that Israel cannot exist in exile and will find no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled amongst the nations and found rest and assimilated in them until no trace was left of them. Not so is the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among the nations until it realizes the verse, and from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, for you will demand him with all your heart and all your soul. This can be examined by studying providence and the verse that states about us, the Torah is true and all its words are true. And woe to us as long as we doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us that it is chance and blind fate. This has but one cure: to bring the troubles back on us to such an extent that we will see that they are not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah. We should clarify this matter by the law of development itself. The nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah in providence, a far more rapid development than the other nations has come to us. And because the members of the nation developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot of the Torah. Because they would not do so, but wished to include their narrow selfishness, meaning the lolishma. This developed the ruin of the first temple, since they wished to extol wealth and power above justice, as do other nations. But because the Torah prohibits this, they denied the Torah and the prophecy and adopted the manners of the neighbors so they could enjoy life as much as the selfishness demanded of them. Because they did so, the powers of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the selfish kings and officers, and some followed the prophets. And that separation continued until the ruin. In the second temple, it was even more noticeable, since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed there by unvirtuous disciples, headed by Tzadok and Baitus. Their mutiny against our sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma. As our sages said, wise men, be careful with your words. Because they did not want to retire from selfishness. They created communities of this deplorable kind and became a great sect called Tzedokim, who were the rich and the officers pursuing selfish desires unlike the path of Torah. They fought against the Purushim, and they are the ones who brought the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They're the ones who would not make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised according to the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
No room for such questions.
Seems like in the history of the people, there's always some part that is trying to progress as much as it understands the Torah, and a part that even willingly breaks off of it, or breaks away. And we can also see that today. The question is that the Creator or nature is trying to come in his calculation of connection in the people of Israel. Does he only take the calculation on those who are trying, or on that whole package, also those who don't want part of it? Who needs to be in that connection? Those two parts are only that part that is trying in the Torah.
That part that is trying to follow the Torah, it has to reinforce itself, bind itself together, and go out against the part that wishes to retire. And by that, it's not losing itself. Since it retires only from the physical connection and the ability to make corrections, but nevertheless, he's connected to that source belonging to the people of Israel. Therefore, these incidences, the calculations there will not help.
But the part that is trying to connect, does it need to take into account the part that is kind of kicking away the Torah?
Okay, yes.
And it seems, according to what's written, that the people of Israel need to understand that there's an upper force, and that we need to sort ourselves, arrange ourselves according to it.
Yes.
And there's this phenomena, the upper force today, that it doesn't even exist. So the question is, does there need to be explanation or dissemination that we do start to awaken people? Guys, there is an upper force and we have work to aim ourselves towards him. Or is it not relevant to our period of time? Or
I think that it will become extremely relevant. But we need time. A bit more time.
And from here at the moment, does it feel like that we can take something to dissemination? All kinds of layers or forms or do you think that's not yet?
We'll be able to take something. Humanity will face such questions that it will have no answer for them. We'll have no support looking into the future. And that's going to be the situation. We are We are on the verge of a change in nature. It will project such situations on us that will have nothing to say, no way to explain anything to ourselves, nothing. Soon. It's starting already, but not everybody can see it.
So really, to continue that, he writes that because they didn't want to make peace with those, according to the sages, and until the house was ruined, and this caused the exile. So what's to make peace?
Peace is from the word shalom, from the word shalem, whole. It's the name of the Creator. To make peace means be under the rule of the Creator, to accept it with all your heart.
So what does it mean that there's a need to make peace from the groups of people, or
there cannot be peace if you have different rulers and rules in different groups. That's not the right approach. It's politics. It's not peace according to the Torah.
So peace according to Torah is to simply be adhered to the Creator.
Yes.
You talked about there is supposed to be a change in humanity, a change in nature that won't enable humanity to remain indifferent. I don't know how to repeat your words exactly, but we know that all our work is in the Ten and in the connection between us. I am trying to ask and to constantly understand and feel it more. How do we, in our work in the Ten, in our work in connection, how do we influence outwards towards all of humanity? With what intention, with what relations do we have to exert in our connection between us so that outside there will be less blows? Because this nature will probably not come in some kind of caressing. It will be harsh. So how do we make the advancement to be good to all of reality?
I don't think there will be a good progress or bad progress. I'm thinking about how and when can we clothe our world inside the intention of the Creator. And the time for that has not come yet. It's not time yet, and therefore your complaints are not real. You can't carry them out yet.
But what do we need to do in the Ten? But we're going to sit and say the time has not come. We have to exert to advance that time, right?
For the time being, try within the worldwide Nebuch such a connection in the way you wish to bring to the world, and you'll see how much more work you have there.
So that work that we're hearing you frequently, that the work and the connection between us,
yes,
how does that effort of connection with those nine besides myself, how there does this remedy enter towards the whole world?
I don't know how it can enter toward the entire world. Can you hear me or not? I don't know. I know only one thing. What is the place in which we can realize the method for the time being, and we should try to be successful. Responsible or not responsible?
I need to find the problem in me in order to correct the problem that I see outside of me. Yes?
Nagit.
Let's say so.
How to incorporate correctly in the 10 in order to find the problems that I see in the world inside of me.
I don't think that's the way. We need to be connected together in the 10, as one man in one heart. Then on this condition, to the extent we approach it, the Creator will be revealed with all of its nature in the 10, inside of us, in the body of the 10. And then in that, we'll better understand the ways of His peace and His unity, and so on and so forth. That's really our work.
Rabbi,
I still want to ask, maybe it's not relevant, but it is irrelevant actually. Today, when we look at the people of Israel, the majority is people that say they're traditional, believe that there's something, and even do all kinds of things to kind of, the most of them, yeah, you can see it. And nevertheless, with the war and all that, I hear this a lot from people, not on the news, you don't hear it there. You hear it from people. They say, the fact that we had all the technology and all those abilities and we were surprised, that's from above. That comes to give us some message. People say this clearly, openly, not just like that.
So what?
Now, all that's happening now also, they're saying it's from above, that's from above.
It's the same thing after the Holocaust. Also, how can it be? 6 million heard it like sheep and terminated. How can that be? Where was the Creator? Or He did it Himself.
So
they don't see where the Creator is. They say it's something how for the good. They somehow understand that it's somehow for the good, even though they don't really understand. But the question is, what can you say to people? You can kind of like not pay attention to it, but they say to connect, it'll be good. How will I connect with him? What they hate? That's already too hard of a solution. There's this perplexity, which is very, very big amongst the public.
People are perplexed when we detect the hatred among the people, we don't see a solution for it. Or let's say we wish to be connected. We wish to be as one mass. How to come to it? That's not clear to us. Because the moment we come out of that point, then once again we have this internal quarrel. So what can we do? Do you have a solution? Nothing. So many wise people, not one solution. Oh, there's only one wise person.
Already read that that was a problem. So what really, according to your opinion here, is the obstacle or what brings the troubles to us?
I also think it's a problem. We are not aimed at the correct goal. We are spreading ourselves thin in all kinds of unnecessary directions. We aren't building ourselves. We don't honor, respect those people among us who have an answer for Lishma. We have to crystallize more and more and make a... We'll say something, Chaim.
I want
to go back to what you said, Rav, that we're in a lack when it comes to execution. What did you mean by that, Rav? Throughout the years, maybe we didn't perform or execute the matter of dissemination in a successful way. So what? How do we need to do this, Rav?
I don't want to say anymore.
Lord.
I don't. There's no doubt that we need to go out and widely disseminate to the entire people the way Baal Sulam wanted and Rabash wanted. And we need to also do it. There's no way around it. Just to do it. We have the content, we have friends, people, we have the material, we have the infrastructure, we have it all. We need to start working. Working it. And I seriously hope that we'll start doing it. Each and every 10 must provide a recommendation of what it recommends to do. Who's collecting these notes?
Board Word Kli.
So, not languages, every 10.
Yes, let's say that.
As Kadima.
So, let's go. Every single 10,
Doesn't matter how whole it is or not, needs to give now an answer. What our role is and where we are at the moment.
Yes.
And how we are going to implement this practically, truly, in our lives. Not fantasies and things like that, but only practical things. Please.